Jamaica today has 223 confirmed COVID cases and one more death, bringing their number to 6. Within CARICOM, Jamaica's situation remains the most serious, and some of you may know their latest COVID fatality.
He's Professor Emeritus of Inorganic Chemistry at the University of the West Indies, Mona Tara Dasgupta. The professor died yesterday morning. He had tested positive for the coronavirus.
I can confirm the death of the university lecturer, and it's with a deep sense of my own, you know, sympathies, both to the family that I know personally and, you know, for professor who taught me when I was in university.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced more stringent all-island curfew restrictions.
The new curfew starts on Wednesday, the 22nd of April at 6 p.m. and it goes for 7 days, and then it ends on Wednesday, the 6th of May at 6 a.m. It is a daily curfew. There is no need for panic buying. There is no need for bungling up at the food outlets.
Prime Minister Holness says the work days will now be between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. In the meantime, Prime Minister Holness says the parish of St. Catherine will remain under lockdown for another 7 days. The number of COVID-19 cases jumped to 223, a majority of which are linked to the Portmore St. Catherine-based Alorica call center. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says several people employed to the call center and those linked to them have been identified for isolation elsewhere.
The ministry, in discussions with the Prime Minister and other cabinet colleagues, took the decision that it would be better to remove, to extract these individuals from the environment in which they live, the communities in which they live, and to place them in a more controlled quarantine and isolation setting. That process has started today. We have secured, up to this point, 500 rooms in 3 facilities, and the movement of those persons to those facilities where we can control the movement more significantly.
And Prime Minister Holness has ordered all call centers closed for 14 days starting at midnight tomorrow. He says the decision was not an easy one as the government seeks to balance saving lives and preserving livelihoods.
So though the measure is specifically related to BPOs, I have asked a set of ministers to start looking at their operations and advise as to what other industries and areas would need to have special regulations that meet that criteria. A closed environment, concentrated number of workers, and they are working in close proximity.
And Prime Minister Holness has announced that wearing a mask in public is now mandatory, even while traveling in vehicles. He's also urging food supply stores to insist that their customers adhere to social distancing guidelines. The Prime Minister is also encouraging people to conduct more of their business online.
The truth is that if all Jamaicans were banked, that is that they had a bank account, then there would be no need, no, absolutely no need to go to a physical place to collect your money. And indeed, if all Jamaicans were digitally provisioned, then there would be no need for many of the lines that we are seeing.
And Prime Minister Holness says the country's borders will remain closed until May 31.
However, this will be subject to controlled re-entry of Jamaicans in accordance with established protocols. Previously, when we closed the border, we allowed limited re-entry via a discretionary application through to the Minister of National Security and then the approval of Cabinet. Now we will have a protocol in place. The protocol has been established, and that protocol will control the re-entry of Jamaicans.
He says he's sympathetic to the plight of the Jamaicans at sea seeking to return home, but the Prime Minister maintains that adequate measures must be implemented to accommodate them. And Foreign Affairs Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says the process to repatriate those at sea is very complex.
We have 322 Jamaicans across 70 ships on one cruise line. We have 867 crew members on one cruise line across a number of ships, which we are seeking to confirm. We have 90 crew members on one line across 6 ships. We have 586 on another cruise line across 9 ships, and we have 128 across 4 ships, again, in varying locations at sea, at different ports across the globe.
Jamaica's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Senator Camilla Johnson-Smith. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.